The tremor of my cry is still vibrating in my ears as I bring the weight of my balled fist into the soft dough of that child's cheek and see the sherbet lemon shoot from between rosy lips like a bullet.
No!
I shout again. And this time the sound seems to come from far, far away. Seconds later, he's gone. And I know he's plummeting, falling past the heather-cloaked rocks and snaggly outcrops that make up this great mountainous piece of land. I know it is a death drop. I know it is a long way down. I can't say I remember pushing him, but neither can I remember not pushing him. So, you see, I'm not to blame at all. From what I recall of that other child, my brother, he was a snatcher, a tittle-tattle, a crybaby, a provoker. Even if I did do it, there's not a person on earth who would think I was culpable. I was 7, for God's sake.